Take a look.
He is risen. Three small words that brought the collective pace of humanity to an absolute standstill. He is risen. Three words that shattered prisons. Words that shook the earth's foundations. Words that transformed a sense of utter despair into cries of pure joy and ecstasy. Echoes of history's greatest triumph that still shape our reality. Even today, we're assaulted by constant distraction, countless sources waging war for our attention, yet three words pierce the noise. In our hunger for validation, our desperate pleas for love and attention, three words calm our anxieties. In a universe spinning at breakneck speed, its inhabitants locked in an existential crisis, three words proclaim the purpose of our existence. He is risen. Lay hold of this truth and embrace the peace within. Yesterday, fear reigned in our hearts. Yesterday, we sat in crippling darkness. Yesterday, we suffered abuse and all the accusations of a broken world. But today, our King, our healer, our defender is risen. And this reality doesn't merely accompany us on a meaningless journey. This changes everything. For you see, if he is risen, then all other pursuits become secondary. All of our failures become insignificant. All criticisms and condemnations become irrelevant. There is only his word, his mission, and his infinite, unconditional love for you. Because he is risen, we look to tomorrow. Tomorrow we will stop defining our worth through status and social media. Tomorrow we will together build an everlasting kingdom. Tomorrow and every day after, we will dance in the radiance of a redeeming Savior who crushed death and set us free. There is nothing that Jesus cannot overcome. We know this because he lives. We know this because he is risen.
Wow. Three words. He is risen. I want to add three more words. The Lord is risen from the dead. Why am I adding three more words? Because I want to talk with you about six words, the most powerful words. Jesus is risen from the dead. If you just remember that today when you go home, and remember throughout this year that Jesus is risen from the dead, this will have a true impact in your life, how you think, how you live. There's a beautiful website that only collects six-word memoirs. In six-word, people who are famous or ordinary can describe what is important and what matters in their lives. This idea with six words started with Ernest Hemingway, who made a bet with some of his friends that he would be able to deliver a whole story with just six words. So he came up and he won the bet. For sale, baby shoes, never worn. Now, because of these six words, Larry Smith created an online magazine to publish six-word memoirs. Here are some examples. Chef Mario Batali wrote, "Brought it to boil often." Comedian Stephen Colbert said, "Well, I thought I was funny." Or screenwriter Nora Ephron writes in six words, "Secret of life, marry an Italian." Well, I added this week what happened, because it touched me so much, what happened in Paris, Notre Dame, needs to be rebuilt. Now, people on Monday, they went into the streets in Paris. They prayed and they were singing. And as I shared with the children, that after the fire was calmed down and under control, the cross was left. Very powerful. And people are committed to rebuild. And already a lot of money is given and will be given to rebuild this beautiful church. Now the Bible has around 783,000 plus words. And all these 783,000 words would not make any sense without these six words. The six words that says Jesus is risen from the dead. Easter is all about what happens after the fire, what happens after death. So let us take a look how these six words came to be and what they mean for us today. It was early morning. The women got up, overwhelmed with grief. They saw what happened. They were there. They were actually one of the last ones. The guys already left. They couldn't see. They couldn't handle that their Lord and Savior is dying, is crucified on the cross. The women stayed. And it was morning, and they walked up back to the tomb, wondering now who in the world will help them to get rid of this huge tombstone. What can they do to move it? Because they want to bring Jesus the spices and oil and anoint him the last time, the last honor, the last respect. The Roman soldiers probably will not help them. So as they got closer to this tomb, the stone was gone. Mary, the most courageous one, went in. There was nobody in it. There was total silence. They took him. He's gone. Someone took him. They stole him, she thought. Now what? They cannot share their spices and their ointments with Jesus. As she turned around, there were a man standing in dazzling white and speaking directly to Mary. The other women came in now too. The guys were saying, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He isn't here. He has risen." The women were the first one who started to believe that it might be true what Jesus said, that he will come back, that he will be alive. So the women turned around and were going back to the disciples, still hiding in the room, and telling them the most important message ever delivered from humans. The Lord Jesus is risen. He is risen from the dead. Now, these guys looked at them and says, "Well, maybe you were dreaming about this. This is, sounds like an idle tale. This sounds like a story you made up, figment of your imagination." But Peter was the one who got up first. And he ran. He didn't walk. He ran to the tomb. And again, the tomb was open. The tomb was empty. And Peter learned that the Lord was not there. He was gone. The disciples later on met the risen Lord in person when he came to them, when he met them at the shore of Lake Galilee and the road to Emmaus. And they realized it was the risen Lord when Jesus broke the bread, when he said, "Peace be with you." When he looked at them and he embraced them, they realized he is the risen Christ. He looked different as the risen Christ, but he is the one. And they started to believe as well and shared this most powerful good news message. Jesus is risen from the dead. These words started to build community, started to change people's lives. This good news message, we find hope to overcome pain and suffering. These six words lead us out of darkness, lead us into light. These are the words that are whispered at bedsides and shouted from rooftops and shared at dinner tables and workplaces and in prisons and neighborhoods. These words have been forbidden by governments, and people have been persecuted, believing and spreading these words. But people have not stopped. They continue to share the message of these most powerful words: Jesus is risen from the dead. Whenever we share these words, new faith, new hope, and new strength arises. Healing takes place, and people are willing to do astounding things to others, like rebuilding after a fire or hurricane or a flood or earthquake. So no fire, No death will win, but life will win. Jesus is risen from the dead. Death lost its sting. Now, how are these six words inspiring people today, right now, to live life? I learned a story last week on Monday about a woman, her name is Mary Latham, who is collecting and sharing good news story. I learned about her when she was featured on the evening news. So not just bad news, this was really good news at the evening news at WGN. And the whole story started, I learned, at the day of Sandy Hook school shooting massacre, when she called her mother on that day and they had a discouraging conversation about the tragedy. But somewhere in the sadness, Mary mentioned to her mother, who was dying of cancer, that on that day there was a man at her workplace at the nearby Starbucks coffee shop who bought a $100 gift card and said, "Everyone behind me gets free coffee." When her mother heard the story at the same time when the school shooting happened, she said to Mary, "Mary, you have to focus on that coffee story you just told me. There are always going to be tragedies that happens in our lives, always. But there's always going to be, and you need to know that, to be more good if you look for it." So she took her dying mother's word to heart. After her mother's death, Mary remembered what her mom said. There is always more good if you look for it. Then she decided to do something. I just took what she said and ran with it. She took her mother's old car, Subaru, and said, "I'm going to drive through all the 50 states in the United States, and I'm going to look for more good stories. And this will help me in my grief, but it will also help other people." She was in Chicago last week. She went to one of our large hospitals downtown. She learned about that the father just died because he had kidney failure, and the two daughters of the father grieving. But they said, "We are going to do something good. We are giving our kidneys and donate them." They did last week. So two people could live. Mary went to met the lady we all learned in the news, Candace Payne, who personally paid for hotel rooms for the homeless during the very cold days in Chicago. She met with her, and she wrote down the story why Candace Payne did this. And she went to Glenbrook South High School to share her inspirational story with her students. Mary Latham plans to write now a book about all these more good stories that she is learning right now, and then she will donate this book into hospital waiting rooms because she had been there waiting for her mom's sad news and waiting, and people can read good stories, good news stories. I emailed Mary Latham because I was so touched by her story. Immediately she emailed back, and I said, "I was so touched by her story, and I'm going to share it with my friends at Christus Victor." I actually invited her to come and talk, and she says, "Well, she would come, but she's in Minnesota traveling." So I emailed back, said, "Maybe on your way back you come and you share some of your stories with us. We want to support you." Our Easter story is all about more good. The crucifixion, the death and darkness did not win, but resurrection, new life has and always will win. I know not everyone is able to drive through 50 states and look for good stories, but we all can look for more good stories in our daily lives. Yes, Jesus is risen. And I want to give you a few examples that happened right now here at Christus Victor. They happened because of you, because what you did, your support for our Vision 2020. You are helping us so that Jesus is risen from the dead becomes reality for people. In Africa, some of our money that was given, we gave to a group in Tanzania so that they could buy larger room and purchase more sewing machines to make handbags so that other people can live. Because of your strong support, we were able to fix our leaking roof so so that we can have pads here, that we have youth groups here, that we have our caring place, quilters, that we have our MOPS ministry here. Your continued support for Vision 2020 will help us now to hire a new equipping ministry coordinator who will help us to identify our God-given gifts and how we can use them to advance God's mission here at Christus Victor and beyond. Now imagine if every one of us today would step and would into ministry and would learn the unique gift God has. It might be computers, it might be somebody is good with nursing or whatever it is, and would use it for good news, for the good for others. I'm thinking about to organize, and I already talked with a few people, to organize a mission trip. Our youth will go on a mission trip this summer, but what about if some of us would go next year to Tanzania and go on a mission trip for a week or so? We have Pastor Bako, who is from Tanzania, among us, organize a mission trip and would work there on the side and make a difference and do some good work and would worship with Lutheran Christians in Tanzania. Think about the stories we will have when we come back to share. So stay put. Maybe some of you want to join us on this mission trip next year. But in the meantime, we have work to do. Let us carry the six-word message, Jesus is risen from the dead, into our community. These six words tell us, our brothers and sisters, that we are not alone in this world when we feel that everyone has abandoned us. These six words tell us, yes, death is a part of life, but it's not the end of it. They tell us that evil will not win over good, these six words. These six words tell us that when we are weak, we will gain strength by being discovered by God. They tell us that when we are lost, we will be found. May these six words be engraved in our minds and in our hearts. May we always be ready to share them freely. Now, every day, we write our own story. Every day you get up, get out of bed, you write your own life story. It can be a good story that reflects the greatest story ever. Jesus is risen from the dead. Let us all say it together. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let's say it together. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Most amazing God, I thank you for bringing your Son back to life. Bringing back to life so that we have life, so that we have hope, so that we have a purpose and focus in life. Help all of us to share more good with our words and with our actions to proclaim that the Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.